It's time. Those two words can be very powerful. Do you recall a time someone spoke them to you? Moms, maybe you gave your husband that look and said them when your water broke. Dads may have spoken them to their daughter right before walking them down the aisle. I remember hearing them when a nurse came in to me to tell me that it was time for surgery as I was about to have my appendix removed. I tell my girls all the time that it's time to go. Come on, or we will be late. There is a time for everything. Seasons come and go, and we are daily reminded of this as we watch the leaves fall to the ground around us. All this month, I'm walking through Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8, which tells us there is a time and season for everything, and no season will last forever. So be encouraged if you're in a time of sorrow or suffering. Know this too shall pass. God loves you and is with you. A time of healing, restoration, and rest is on the horizon as you lean into His truth and trust Him. There is beauty in every season. If you've lived enough life, you see that more clearly. A season of pain can produce a season of peace. No matter what time it is, where you are, or in your life, God is in control. That's the thread of truth woven through it all. Today, we're looking at my personal favorite time, Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 4. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Our focus is verse 4. There's a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. If I were to sum this up in one word, it would be hope. I don't care how sad, snotty, stuffy, or red-faced I may be. Joy comes in the morning because of the hope I have in Christ. Yes, that's a truth I cling to from Psalm 30, verse 5, but I've lived it. It's not just a trite phrase I throw around. It is what I know to be true, and my life has been lived in light of it. I can be on my knees crying out to God one moment because it's time for that. It's time to feel what I'm feeling and process it, but then it's time to laugh. I mean, roll on the floor, embarrass my children, belly laugh out loud for the world to hear, because a cheerful heart is good medicine, Proverbs 17:22, and I can laugh without fear of the future, Proverbs 31:25, because God is with me. He is my hope, no matter what time it is today or what I may face tomorrow. There is a time to mourn. Don't rush past it. Feel the weight of your loss. You will carry the scars of that pain, but do not live there. My favorite emotion of all time is laughter through tears. Whichever emotion starts, the other can easily follow, and it's a mashup of feelings that is amazing and rooted in knowing where my help comes from. We can dance like David danced in 2 Samuel 6 when the Ark of the Covenant was brought back to Jerusalem. We can celebrate the goodness of God in our life. He is worthy. And sometimes while our dancing may not be pretty and people around us may think we're crazy, it's just the right time to do it. That's the truth. I pray you begin to see there is beauty even in the rain. God is near your broken heart. Trust Him with it and know a time of laughter and dancing is on the horizon. I'm Lori Klein.